What does this mean to have vacant properties like this that don't look real good being torn down?
It creates enormous opportunity. It allows us to green an area. It makes it ready for development. We can put brand new housing here. We can put a charter school. We can do all kinds of things when you have a clean canvas to work on. You can be so creative in what you put on a blank canvas.
And it looks like on this block of Lombard Street, nothing good's happening here with these buildings like this.
No, it's not good at all, because not just the vacancy and the blight, but a lot of illicit activities become available when you have a block that looks like this.
And what does it mean, do you think, to the community to know that this is happening across the city one block at a time?
Well, it spells hope, because people can see that change is being made, and they can visualize what they want and they need in their own communities, and it's just wonderful.
I know they've been very successful in Detroit doing this, going through some of the city blocks where they've had problems like this.
I wonder how Detroit got all that money to do all that at one time, because it was enormous the way Detroit did it. And it creates, like I said, just opportunity after opportunity. I'm meeting with developers today, as a matter of fact. And as I meet with them, I'm going to put them in my car and I'm going to show them this particular block, because this is an opportunity.
I saw a gentleman right here across the street who lives in this home here. He had a huge smile on his face. He says, about time.
Well, it's something different to look at. When you wake up in the morning and you look across the street and you see vacant buildings, it doesn't say anything good. It just says, oh, we're going to have this problem, that there might be a potential fire. We know that there might be hiding crack. There might be something else going on. But when you see it gone and you see a green area, oh, it's just delightful. It's a wonderful sight and a wonderful feeling.
And I know I walked behind the buildings. There are broken bottles, tires, things that sat like that behind it, too.
I just completed a tour with housing, and we looked at other structures to be torn down. And as a matter of fact, six of the ones that we looked at were actually taken down by this hurricane. And so it's wonderful. We can use that money for something else. Hopefully FEMA will pay for that.
Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.